Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You will drain it.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And this is the last episode we'll be recording from a hotel room until the next tour.
We're in Toronto. I mean, you speak soon, but who knows where this show could go.
That's actually tour. I'm so broken.
Oh my God.
I'm so broken.
We had a show at 11 o'clock last night. I think that was our latest show of all time.
It was.
The hooligans were in the house raising the roof until 1 a.m.
They were great.
I only yawned like two times.
I think I yawned. I yawned once, but I kind of did the thing where you try to hide it with your mouth, but
you
then it makes it more obvious.
Didn't hide it.
But then it makes your entire body seizes to compensate for you not moving your mouth.
You kind of tense up and
you do a full body yawn
that you were yawning.
It's horrible. But the shows were great. Thank you for coming out, Toronto.
I love Toronto.
It's so pretty. We saw the CN Tower.
We can see the CN Tower from
through our
hotel
window right now. We have to be out of this room really soon, by the way.
I know. That's what I was saying to you.
No, it was great. The Walk of Fame, which I didn't even know Toronto had, is lovely. I stepped on Victor Garber. I stepped on Nelly Furtado. I stepped on Kim Cattrall. I stepped on Kids in the Hall. I think those are the only people.
That Toronto had a Walk of Fame?
I didn't know.
Who knew that was not just for like Hollywood and Palm Springs?
I told this to the crowd last night.
I suspect other cities have these and we just don't know.
Well, that would be nice. It'd be nice to visit every single Walk of Fame on the planet. That'd be fun. But I didn't know. It's beautiful, but like you need to clean them up. They're a little hard to read. They're not like glossy like the ones in Hollywood. They're just carved into stone. And I found that, I don't know, a little disappointing. I'll be honest with you, Toronto.
Mm.
Maybe just buff some stuff up so I can read Victor Garber.
Can't believe you come
more
to Toronto once and you're already being rude to Toronto for
comments.
What, not cleaning their streets or
Canada,
something?
Do you have a comment box?
What kind of boomer energy are you bringing to Toronto? I want them to think we're cool here.
It was fantastic.
God, you can't even search walks of fame in the world. You just get Hollywood.
Oh.
List of walks of fame. I guess that's not a great like search terminology. You only get Hollywood's. It's a shame.
The Toronto one is very nice. Beautiful place. Beautiful people.
Love
everyone at the Royal Cinema. We have breaking news. We keep missing Halloween parties. There's one more Halloween party of note that we missed that we should mention. It was
obviously
Dick Van Dyke's
Halloween party.
Yes, he is 97, but that doesn't mean he isn't partying like he's only 79, you know? Jane Seymour was there.
Jane Seymour was the one that took a photo and posted it, therefore revealing the fact that Dick Van Dyke or somebody in the Dick Van Dyke team, like in the realm of Dick Van Dyke, hosted a Halloween party. I do love this because there's a photo of him and Jane and it says
no one's in a costume.
Though the movie star, 97, wasn't wearing a costume, he did flash his signature smile.
She doesn't appear to be in a costume either. She just looks chic.
So was it a Halloween party or was it just?
I think it was when it's a 97-year-old's party, Halloween party. It's merely a party that falls on Halloween. I think that's all
God,
it was.
I know. I mean, Dick Van Dyke. I'm always like, still
he's
going
around.
Love you. Yeah. No, I know.
He's around.
No, I believe it. He's around.
What's crazy is that it's very gendered because we don't go, wow, can't believe Julie Andrews is still kicking, but we do say that about Dick Van Dyke.
I think it's because Dick Van Dyke, I hope I'm saying this sensitively, it is kind of like you forget he's still alive and then every month or so somebody covers like Dick Van Dyke and his wife like are in paparazzi photos like entering or leaving their house, you know, and mm-hmm. you're kind of like, oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And these aren't like flattering photos or, you know, or anything. It's just like a really old guy, a 97-year-old man opening the gate to his house or like being ushered into like a doctor's appointment.
Do you think that name has made it to the Gen Zs, to the Gen As, the
Dick
Alphas?
Dick Van Dyke?
Dick Van Dyke. Do you think he's a who to them? He must be.
The problem is that Mary Poppins is so childhood coded that like I feel like you just kind of watch that as a kid, no matter what generation you are.
Yeah.
Because it's such a classic. And he is so, like, at his best in that, too.
Pop quiz. I Googled Julie Andrews' age to see what their disparity was.
Yeah.
She's 88.
Right.
He's 97.
Right. So that's significant, I would say.
Significant. But it says people also search for, and there are three celebrities listed. Can you name the three people that are also searched for when you search for Julie
Andrews?
Angela
Lansbury.
No. Who did we just mention?
Dick Van Dyke and Julie Andrews.
Dick Van Dyke is one of them.
Oh, okay.
Who are the other two? One of them you might get if you think just a little bit. The other one is truly random.
But well, I'm just thinking of old people, old actors, old, old.
One of them is old. One of them is young. Anne Hathaway.
Okay, got it.
Because of Princess Diaries. Uh-huh. And Carol Burnett, for reasons I don't understand.
No, I mean, that makes sense.
Okay, enough about them. The party looked fun. Now that's my kind of Halloween
sure
party, though.
I'm not sure it looked that fun.
I don't have to dress up, and it's Dick Van Dyke's house?
I'm not sure it looked that fun. Jane and Dick starred together in 2018's Buttons, A Christmas Tale, and the mother of four has previously starred in... has previously described the Mary Poppins star as a beam of sunshine. Dick looked healthy and recovered after was left injured after a shock car crash in Malibu back in March that left him with a bloodied nose and mouth and a reported concussion. The Chitty Chitty Bang Bang star was found bleeding from both nose and mouth after accident. I know it's not funny that he hurt himself, but just saying the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang star was found bleeding from both nose and mouth. Daily Mail really has a way with where they put their credits. Okay, let's move on from
this.
We've also just like talked about Jane Seymour a lot recently.
I know, she's kind of in the culture.
She's really in the culture.
Take it off! Take it off! Take it off!
Take it off! Take it off!
Take it off! Take it off! Take it off! Take it off!
This is crazy!
Take it off!
Is the most seasoned and decorated entertainer we have had on our show, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Truly a legend. What was it like being the gnome?
It was real dark in there. You couldn't see anything.
I think this is rightfully called the Jacob Elordi effect in the doc. I'm not sure if you wrote that or Timmy. But
that was me.
Here's a headline from J14. Ugh. How tall is Drew Starkey? Photos of the Outer Banks actor with his co-stars, friends, and more. We're obsessed with heights now.
Tall King, colon. How tall is Drew Starkey? This I like because they didn't just like answer the question, which is that he's 6'2". They featured photos of him next to other people and then kind of said things like, he towers over Josephine's 5'6" frame, and it's pretty obvious here. He's posing with Madeline Klein and Chase Stokes, and he's tall, and they said,
It's pretty obvious.
You can tell
here
that he's tall, you know?
And the other thing on the front page at the time that that was posted was burning up. How tall are the Jonas Brothers? Joe, Nick, and Kevin Jonas's heights revealed. They weren't trying to hide their heights.
Are the Jonas Brothers tall or short kings? It appears that the musical brother trio, and includes Joe, Nick, and Kevin, are a mix of varying heights and royalty.
God, this really is just this, them noticing that tall content is getting views, and they're like, let's just add more tall content while we can.
Right, and it is funny because you just said something that made me laugh in my brain, which was, it's not like they're hiding it.
Right.
I do think that celebrities try and hide their heights, but it is funny that that's a phenomenon because hiding your height is like the... like the concept of trying to hide how tall you are is funny to me.
You kind of have to just be, you can never be photographed next to
anything.
Something.
No,
or
anything.
Or anyone.
Anything standardized. Like anything that's a standard height. It's like, you know how, oh my God.
Next to a mailbox. Now, it's like, as we all know, mailboxes are always 73 inches
right.
tall.
Right, no, truly, you can't stand next to a mailbox. But you know how like when they sell tickets now, it used to be just like you would get your scan and like you'd get it scanned. And now sometimes the tickets move.
Yeah.
They have tickets that move. Uh-huh. This is kind of like if you're a celebrity and you're trying to hide how tall you are in real life, you kind of have to always be moving. You can't be standing still. You got to be in motion. Can you imagine just like Kevin Jonas, like just moving around constantly for fear of being caught next to a standardized item?
the tickets that move in your Apple wallet.
Don't, right?
No, that's really funny.
Okay, thanks.
No, yeah, you have to constantly be on the move and kind of hunched over so that no one can ever really know. Kind of like, I don't watch the other two, but like what I imagine is the video of Kate Berlant kind of like lurching through a hallway that is a meme.
I can't with you. I don't watch the other
two. I don't watch.
Here's
I've
a specific
never,
gay meme
with,
I'm going to reference because I
thought
online.
I'm not familiar with the show, but I'm familiar with Kate Berlant saying
listen,
the slur.
We were just talking about, too, Jacob Elordi being like, I was auditioning and like I was a little too tall. And it's like, okay, relax. You know, that I think this is a backlash to that, too, when Jacob Elordi was like, I'm too tall.
Yes. I'm going to actually go to these screenshots are from, I think, 2 days ago or 1 day ago. Let's see if there's anything about height. On the well, it's still well. They haven't really updated much.
What do you
think is
going to happen? So when Jacob Elordi becomes like an A-lister big star, which I do think he is kind of on the way to because he's quite good. Are they going to have to find women who are tall to be like his co-star? Therefore, the short tall effect will be minimized, and we can shoot things like almost, you know. You know how they have like actors standing on Apple boxes back in the day?
Yeah.
Because he is so much taller than Kaylee Spaney. It works in Priscilla.
Which is the point.
But
right.
In the future, I don't think that disparity on screen works with, you know, that's going to be very distracting for other roles.
I'm not worried about that.
I'm
movie
worried
magic.
About that.
Movie magic.
I'm worried about that.
They find a way to fix things.
I'm just saying they're going to have to find tall women to be, you know, against him.
Or they always put the shorter woman in the foreground.
Oh, so
and
he's always
kind of
standing far away from
he's always
women.
Standing far away. You can never tell. It's sort of like, it's a version of The Morning Show, how The Morning Show has been very clearly filming, we talked about this on the Patreon, very clearly filming every scene between Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon separately. And they just like have kind of a wig in the foreground that's standing in for Reese Witherspoon and or Jennifer Aniston.
Wig
they're,
in the
I'm
foreground is exactly
tricks.
It. No, it's literally like a wig on a mannequin head. They're
in
not
like,
even getting a stand-in.
What's that first movie, the Man on the Moon, when they send the people to fly, the iconic early movie, like A Trip to the Moon from like 1900?
Yeah, I went to the Academy Museum. I know about movies.
They've been doing movie tricks for over 100 years. They can make Jacob Elordi seem less tall than he is.
Well, and now I'm like, they'll just put a girly on stilts. You know, they'll have like Sabrina Carpenter on stilts.
Some like CGI person in their booth being like, this is my easy day. Like, it's going to be simple for them.
You're not wrong. Yeah, what's more annoying, making him shorter or making girlies taller? I'll leave it up
if
to
you
the,
can make Brie Larson
I'll
a superhero to, you can make Jacob Elordi a little shorter.
I'll leave this decision up to Destry Allen Spielberg, the future of, you know, filmmakers in America.
How tall is Brenda Lee, do we think?
Wait, that's a very rough transition.
How tall do we think Brenda Lee is?
I don't know. Is it in J14? Is she being covered on the internet with her height?
She does have one of those big bouffants. She's got a big old head of hair.
Brenda Lee is...
Oh, God, I'm in Canada. It's telling me in meters when you search height in
I
Canada.
Hate that.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Google.
How do they
CA,
know? That's
I
so crazy.
You.
How tall is Jacob Elordi in meters?
Oh, my God. Jacob Elordi is 1.96 meters.
Oh,
I
man,
hate
that's
this.
That's so tall. That's so tall. That's so
people
tall.
Also search for Zendaya, who's 1.78 meters. God, being in Google Canada is really freaking
it's
me
so
out.
So confusing. Okay, why
Brenda
did you bring
Lee.
Up Brenda Lee?
I brought up Brenda Lee because this is not brand new, but they are sort of like putting more gas in the tank in the Brenda Lee Christmas conversation. This
well,
comes
every
up-
year the conversation is just so funny with like Christmas number ones or whatever, because Mariah Carey starts like the minute Halloween ends with like a shtick, right?
Which is funny. It's a good shtick.
She's feeling good about herself this year, so she's all over the place. She's doing a Victoria's Secret campaign. Mm-hmm. And we have all of the kind of normal, and then people start fighting about, you know, everybody's Christmas albums, right?
Yes.
Brenda Lee.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree Queen.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree Queen is... On the scene.
Honestly, she's got a social media team that is, I hope, treating her well because they're making her do so much.
Is this real though? Is this actually her social team or is this a joke? That's what I'm asking you.
What? This is her.
Brenda
Lee
chart is her. I don't
think
it is.
Oh, the chart? No, I'm not saying the chart is her. I'm saying like she's doing more socially over the past like week than I've seen her do stuff.
Where are
before.
You seeing that? Like on her actual
Haven't
socials?
You seen her TikTok?
No.
Look at this. Look at this. Look at this image of her. Scroll down. It's her label.
Oh,
UMG.
God. This is elder abuse.
Oh, happy Halloween, my sweetie. Come on in for some candy, darling. Hey, everybody. It's that time of year. Get ready.
And it's all the same shtick. It's like Halloween ends. Here I am. She looks amazing.
She does. But it's a video that's just like the Mariah Carey sort of shtick, which is here's me on October 31st, here's me on November 1st. And so October 31st, she's handing out spooky, scary,
and then
it's November 1st and she's in a Christmas tree.
This is being posted by her record label in Nashville. Like Universal
Media
has
Group.
Got her like indentured servitude, revealing the Christmas tree. To try and get Rock Around the Christmas. Is there no better Christmas? It's like nothing has happened since Brenda Lee released Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
The thing is, it's the only reason this is happening is because it's always number two. It's
God, that's
always
so sad.
The number
that's
two.
That's actually so sad.
And they're like, this woman's almost 80. Let's give her a number one. And I support it.
I want that. Should I download Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree on iTunes? You know how much an iTunes download... Like,
well, if I look now, it's in Canadian dollars, and that won't make any sense to me.
No, but you know, that counts for so much now on the charts. Like, so I don't even like Christmas music, but...
You don't?
Absolutely not. No, I don't.
I'm kidding.
But I want to celebrate Brenda for, like, sticking around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And her top songs are Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree single, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree single version, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, like
Taylor's
every version.
I'm sorry. If Taylor Swift is going to steal this song and release a remix with Jack Antonoff just to get this woman off the charts.
But that's why I have to buy Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree like now before Taylor Swift releases Taylor Swift's version. I have to get it from Brenda. Okay, how much? It's $1.29. Should I buy it?
Tree Payne is going to be like, we got to get Tis the Damn Season at number one. Get this woman off the goddamn charts.
Are you sure
Taylor?
You want to buy and download Rockin' Around the... This is awful because now when I start my car, it's going to fucking play Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Oh my God. That's like freaking Groundhog's Day.
That's pretty fun.
Okay. I'm buying it.
That's nice. I should buy it too.
I just want to get her up on the charts. I bought it. Love this. It's like complete the rest of her Christmas album for $8. Bitch, no. I'm never listening to any of this shit.
You don't want more Brenda Lee Christmas
No,
music?
I don't want Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Brenda Lee. Okay, I bought the song. Here's proof.
Okay. Oh. Wow, beautiful digital.
It sounds great. I think that might be the only song in my...
And you know what's funny? I never really thought about this, but it's not quite... And the Mariah Carey version is not in Love Actually, but both of these songs are in two of the most popular Christmas movies, which are... Home Alone, the iconic scene when Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree is playing, and then Love Actually, when Girlie sings All I Want for Christmas Is You. These songs are major parts of culture within Christmas movies that are big.
No, I know, and that's what fuels kind of the year after year after year after year. But I do think Mariah Carey, on top of her song being iconic, has done an amazing job branding herself as like a Christmas demon, therefore like showing up festively every year.
Mm-hmm.
Like she really
is.
Oh,
you used her word. Oh.
Yeah, I know. Right. But that's what I'm saying. You literally
festive
just,
is her word.
She said, I love being festive. And it's like, yeah, I know. So every year that your song goes number one, I'm just saying it's a more, the effect is more kind of all encompassing than we even imagine. It's not just the song at this point. It is an entire culture of ushering Mariah Carey to the top of the Christmas tree where she stands like the star.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
But this is funny. Somebody had a kind of pop crave type Twitter that they rebranded into Brenda Lee Charts, which was cracking me up. No, come on. They used to be kind of like a Pop Crave wannabe.
Because you can scroll through their feed and see more generalized pop culture stuff.
Well, if you go down to Before Christmas, it's literally like just normal, like Taylor Swift, you know?
And Dream.
Then all of a sudden, very funny, it shifts to being like Brenda Lee Charts. And its shtick is like working, you know?
Welcome back to Brenda Lee Charts, your number one chart source on Christmas Queen Brenda Lee. I wouldn't put this. Maybe Universal Music Group Nashville was like, hey, can you rebrand? We'll give you $10,000.
Brenda Lee Chart's last tweet as a normal Twitter said Sam Smith in new tour performance. And then the next tweet was just Brenda Lee officially starts the countdown for Christmas as Halloween ends. And then fully went completely Brenda Lee mode.
Delete the old tweets, charts.
They're updating us with the charts. There's nothing like a good charts Twitter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
I think this could be her year. Just 1 week of number one, Brenda. We know that Mariah will be number one on
Even
the actual week of Christmas.
Yeah, just a week.
Give Brenda 1 week.
Brenda Lee has reached 500 followers on Instagram. God, she'll never beat Taylor Swift.
Oh, no. Taylor Swift is going to have her taken care of.
I know. I mean,
Brenda Lee dies of natural causes, says Tree Payne.
Taylor Swift's version of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree to be released.
She died in her sleep. She died in her sleep. We need to move on to Awkwafina.
Okay, listen.
Getting to Madame Tussauds. Madame Tussauds is on Adderall. I don't know. Madame Tussauds is going nutso futso lately.
On
Have you
Adderall.
Seen this?
On Adderall.
Madame Tussauds no. is
Here's
on uppers.
What's crazier than one
Their output is crazy lately.
If you were wondering, what's crazier than one Awkwafina wax figure? That's right. Two Awkwafina wax figures being premiered at both New York and Orlando Madame Tussauds. Because I was like, it actually is crazy. I think I'm being rude by saying Awkwafina wax figure surprising, right? That's rude. We're being a little cheeky there. But I'm not being crazy if I was surprised there were two. You know what I mean? That's genuinely like LOL.
There are two.
There are two different Awkwafina wax figures, but one is going to Orlando because apparently there's a big Awkwafina stand-up in Orlando.
In Orlando.
In one of her wax figures, she's wearing like a big blue dress, and the other one she's wearing like a snappy red suit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've been seeing like, remember The Rock had a really bad one. Sorry, Dwayne Johnson had a really bad wax figure.
Yeah, but then didn't they fix it?
They fixed it. They were like, this doesn't look like me. I'm kind of upset by how this looks. This was Paris. Matthew McConaughey just had one that was revealed on The View. I think Lil Wayne just released a wax figure. Madame Tussauds did. But I haven't seen any of these high-profile wax figures. All the people I mentioned are, I think, objectively more famous than Awkwafina. And here's Awkwafina with two.
Yeah, it is weird because
I will say hers looks amazing.
They look really good, and I haven't gotten a good zoom in on them really, but
they're extremely
from afar
good.
They're like, she's standing, her real self is standing in the middle of them, and you would not be able to tell the difference.
Well, her real self is standing on the sort of platform. Her real self is kind of like positioned in a way on the little circular platform that makes her look like she's also a wax figure,
which
I think is part of the gag.
I think that they vote on these or something, like the public votes on wax figures that they want. And I am confused about the voting process now, seeing who's winning, you know?
I didn't realize it was a voting process.
Yeah, I think they take like polls and stuff.
I would actually love people from Madame Tussauds or people who know people at Madame Tussauds to call in with like behind the scenes info of like the full rundown of how these things get chosen.
I think it's pretty transparent. Like, we don't know. I think it's out there somewhere.
Well, what I find so weird is that usually these things are sort of like tied to anniversaries, tied to releases. Like Awkwafina doesn't have anything coming out this season.
How do you know what I mean? Really?
Like she was in Renfield last year, and like if she was doing this to promote Renfield, that'd be one thing. But I'm kind of like, this is kind of random.
It might have been in the works for a while. I don't know. It's just funny to me. Again, it's not that she's getting wax figured. It's that she's getting two wax figures
and one's
being shipped to Orlando. What?
I'm wrong. She's in that new movie about birds.
That's what I thought. I'm like, she's definitely doing stuff.
That movie about birds where the birds get lost in New York. The birds are migrating and they get lost in New York. Remember that trailer? They showed it at some
movie. Is she the voice of a bird?
She's the voice
of... Wait, are you fucking kidding me? She's playing her second voice of bird?
She's a pigeon.
She just played Scuttle.
She's a pigeon.
So is Awkwafina now exclusively doing like bird, animated bird voice?
Not a bad place to be. I'm sure that pays well.
I know, but it's just so funny to play your second bird in under a year.
Have you not heard the scuttlebutt? No, the gossip, the buzz, the who said what, who does that? Yeah, the scuttlebutt. Just stick close to me and everything will be all right.
Kumail Nanjiani, Mallard. Elizabeth Banks, the Mallard's wife, Pam. Awkwafina as Chump, the leader of the New York City gang of pigeons.
Awkwafina, keep her squawking. And I mean that like as a bird. Not even offensive.
Keep her squawking. This is what she gets
for not changing her name to her real name.
Nora.
Yeah.
She has such a
And Awkwafina as Chump. Like she'll always be that. I think
she does have such a unique voice though. It's like you look at this group of people, it's like,
oh, she
there's Danny DeVito.
Too.
We know. This is good. This is good money. Let's move on.
Money, my veg, one best veg, your veg, one best supporting veg. Yeah.
Sisters are doing it for themselves. That's what this reminds me of. Standing on their own two feet and selling Steve Madden shoes.
That behind every Great Jade, there has to be a great woman, great Lori. They're in a Steve Madden campaign. We're talking about Olivia Jade and Lori a lot. They're not sisters.
No, but I more mean sisters as in women. And yeah. I feel like it's empowering that these two women came back from jail or whatever and cheating their way into college or again or whatever. Meanwhile, Olivia Jade is fucking dating Jacob Elordi.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got it made. Olivia Jade and Lori Loughlin star in new Steve Madden ad campaign. At first, this seems innocuous, I think, to first glance.
Mm-hmm.
But if you click the details in this Women's Wear Daily.
Oh, it's Women's Wear Daily. Okay.
Article are so funny. So you have.
They're like, tell us about the scandal.
These two women are part of this campaign that is mothers and daughters selling Steve Madden shoes, right? So there are a few different couples. And I'm kind of like waiting for them to address the scandal because it's just so funny.
Yeah, you're sort of like, is it going to be buried in here?
Yeah, and that's okay. But I wanted to know how it would be buried, right? But guess what, honey? It's not even close to being buried. In fact, it is the main topic.
It's the main event.
But they've twisted it in a way that you have to applaud. Ready? Their team effort in front of the camera comes more than 4 years after they were caught up in the Operation Varsity Blues college admissions scandal. The Full House and Friday Night Lights actress has clearly moved on. Friday Night Lights. I don't know if she was in that. During an exchange about an interview with Loughlin, a publicist for Loughlin said she would not be addressing her personal experience and then requested questions in advance, which Women's Wear Daily subsequently declined. Acknowledging Loughlin's involvement with the college admissions scandal, Steve Madden said, "We've both had trials and tribulations in our lives. I was just happy to do it. They are such nice people." You're like, wait, that's a weird thing to say. And then Madden needed no reminding that the family's side of the scandal would add a new controversial element to the campaign and speculated about the family's possible response. Quote, "I don't think anyone cares. It's old news. We have these second chances in life as I did. That's it. That's the way I look at it. She paid her debt to society. It's over." After being convicted of stock manipulation, money laundering, and securities fraud in 2002, Madden served 31 months of a 41-month sentence in a federal prison. At that time, he resigned as chief executive officer from the New York-based company mm-hmm. that he started. Speaking about his own circumstances, Madden said that he was very lucky that people just sort of got over it. Then he returned to New York, became chief executive officer and creative leader again.
He said, "I like that this woman's been to prison." That's what he said.
"I can relate to this woman." He said, "To me, this woman is relatable because we've both been to prison for similar fraud-related reasons, mm-hmm. and that is why I'm going to hire her." I just love the twist in this article that it's not even about, like, they're trying to gotcha him, like, "You hired this criminal and her cheater daughter."
He was like, "Look, like, I've been to prison. I got out.
I'm a big fan of these women, actually, and I think it's okay. And I forgive them, you know?
And they got this Women's Wear Daily feature for this. They are like the launch
They're
pad
the
for this
star.
Campaign. But there's going to be more mother-daughters. We're going to get, that says in the story, we're going to get Madison Beer and her mother, Tracy.
Don't care.
Padma Lakshmi and her
Have
daughter,
they been to
Krishna.
Jail? Don't care.
See, I care about Padma and her daughter, though.
I don't.
Cynthia Bailey and her daughter, Noelle.
Nope, literally,
but we're
don't
still
give a shit.
Leading these women. These women are leading the campaign.
Did any of those women go to jail to get their daughters into college? Absolutely not. And I don't give a fuck about them.
Who wears Steve Madden heels so that she can appear taller next to her boyfriend, the 1.96 meter Jacob Elordi.
Meanwhile, everyone's so forgotten about Lori and is not even mad at her anymore that she might even return to When Calls the Heart.
I cannot believe Hallmark's letting her back in the building.
I can.
Hallmark's letting her
Members
back
are
in the building.
So short. Steve Madden's like, "We love these girls."
I want to be famous.
I love my Helix mattress. I love my Helix pillow. What else is there to say about Helix? I freaking love it.
What
when I sleep on other beds,
what is there
I
else
get
to
mad.
Say is that I come back to my bed and I'm like, this is the bed. This is the bed. And it's honestly spoiled me for other beds. And I don't like traveling sometimes because I'm like, this is not my bed. Where's my bed?
I want
I've
my
made
bed.
It, I've made it's my special bed. It's my special mattress because it is a mattress that is made for my body.
Mm-hmm. I took the Helix quiz. It told me which Helix mattress to get, and that's the one I got, and that's the one that I love, and that's
yes.
the one that I will not stop mm-hmm. using because it's the best mattress I've ever slept on. Mm-hmm. The mattress is so good that when we got it, my cat Winston became obsessed with it, and now he's on it all the time. And I'm you have to move because need to sleep on the bed. It's my bed. It's not your bed.
Wow.
He's obsessed with it. It's irritating, actually. Wow. He likes the Helix so much.
It's so rude.
Everybody is unique, and I mean everybody, two words, because everyone sleeps differently. Their bodies are different, and that's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I'm a side sleeper slash stomach sleeper. Some people are back sleepers. Some people are exclusively side sleepers. There's a Helix mattress for all of you. Not only is the Helix the best mattress I've ever slept on, the setup was fast and easy. Their mattresses are delivered in a box and straight to your door. You just open it up and it like kind of like blows back up after it comes out of the plastic, and you put it on your bed and it's amazing. Plus, Helix mattresses all come with a 10 or 15 year warranty depending on the model. And if you don't want to take our word for it, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/who. That's helixsleep.com/who. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Hi, this is Amy Poehler here to tell you about a new improvised show from Paper Kite Podcasts, the team that brought you Say More with Dr. Sheila. Check out our new parody podcast, Women Talking About Murder. It's a show about women talking about murder. Every episode features special guests, twists, turns, and the mystery of a missing co-host. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lindsay, what is Rakuten? Tell everyone. I have Rakuten. I'm looking at it right now in my browser, but explain. You're good at explaining what Rakuten is because you love it.
It's the smartest way to save money when you shop. Duh. No, it's, mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it is, but I'm not really telling you what it is. That's what it does. It knows where you're shopping. It says, here's how to save money. It gives you cash back for all types of stores because Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more.
Your favorite stores like Dyson, Samsung, or Nike pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. That's you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. Lindsay likes the PayPal account. I'm sort of into paper check. I like that idea. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals like store sales and coupons. So shop for everything from fashion to beauty, home decor to groceries, even kids' school supplies. You're already shopping at your favorite stores, so why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer, and membership is free and easy to sign up.
Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
I want to be famous.
Moving on.
Obsessed with this woman.
Well, I think this is under the category of just new woman I've seen everywhere. And the reason why is very clear. But I do think it is funny just to have a new woman who is kind of the who in the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift stuff, and not his mom. We have talked about her. Donna's the other who.
Mm-hmm.
This who is, I would argue, really dealing with a lot of the brunt of the kind of negative energy. Yeah. And it's kind of undeserving, I have to say. It's like not really her fault she dated Travis Kelce before Taylor Swift.
No.
Her name is Kayla Nicole.
Kayla Nicole. She is a fitness influencer on Instagram.
Of course.
She's beautiful. She is obsessed with, I mean, it's a relationship that on paper makes honestly as much, if not more, sense than Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Because Travis Kelce, football star, we don't really see too much of NFL players dating like really like people who are among the most famous people on the planet. That's not very common.
Okay, that's not true, but yeah. Okay.
Like name another football player who's dating someone as famous as Taylor Swift.
Sierra. Like,
that's the closest thing, and she's Sierra nowhere and near Taylor Swift.
Sierra and Russell Wilson.
She's nowhere near.
Well, no one is near Taylor Swift, but so yes, football like, stars date famous people
you're
all the
famous,
time.
We don't really cover football stars much because they kind of date, normal women. You know?
I just think that football stars also, sports people also date famous people.
What I'm saying is that usually when we see football players in the press, as we see sometimes, we don't even cover them because it's like they're dating Brittany Mahomes, and then it's sort of like we don't really talk about them. He dated someone who I think is a little more common. for this category of person
before. Sure,
but
she's still kind of before. A sexy who. She's not kind of, oh, my high school sweetheart. She's mm-hmm. kind of in the middle of, let's say, Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes. Now we have this woman being kind of positioned as scorned ex. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying she didn't bring herself into this at all, because she definitely commented very early on in this story. Maybe she underestimated how toxic and fast the Taylor Swift news cycle works, mm-hmm. because
this isn't about toxic. Taylor Swift's fans get an understandable reputation for being very organized. I guess I can say, I'm trying to be diplomatic, very organized and very opinionated.
Swift,
yes. And this is less about the fans than it is about the press just being like, we need to find out about this woman. We need to make this woman interesting. We mm-hmm. need to hound mm-hmm. her. We need to ask her questions. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that part was very overwhelming for her. Again, Kayla Nicole, they broke up last year in 2022. They dated for a long time, 5 years.
Yeah.
And they actually got a lot of attention in, I think, more sports media and more like Page Six media, because they were a sexy couple. And it was like, oh, look at these two hot people like flirting with each other in the comments. That's sort of the coverage they would get. Oh, look at these hot people going to Brittany and Patrick Mahomes' wedding in Hawaii or something like that. So they did get attention. I never paid attention to it because I don't care about football players. What we have here is a very rare circumstance, which is Taylor Swift, one of the most famous women on the planet, dating someone who has exes. And so there's like a very small pool of these exes who are trying to deal with this situation, right? And she's choosing to deal with the situation by saying, I want attention. She's not trying to hide.
That's interesting. Taylor Swift's exes are often, Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriend's exes are often become her friends. That's, yes. I think, a very devious thing about Taylor Swift is she finds her exes mutual. She mutualizes her exes by hanging out with like Sophie Turner and like, you know, we don't know who Joe Alwyn has dated ever in his whole life.
You know,
we don't know anything about him. This is just like a woman who is a certain amount of famous in a good way, thrust into a situation where she's kind of getting attention that is not maybe where she wants mm-hmm. to be, but she's trying to like kind of be graceful about it. Like, I thought this was pretty, like, she's got a few people exclusive interviews. Mm-hmm. And the first one that she got was end of October. Kayla Nicole explains why she unfollowed Brittany and Patrick Mahomes. I have to move forward. It's like, mm-hmm. yeah, this girly unfollowed on social media the two people who are good friends with her and coworker mm-hmm. with her ex-boyfriend. She's allowed to unfollow them on Instagram.
She's
and
saying,
I hope
I
he would do
this.
The same.
Yeah.
Right.
She's so like, I don't need this.
She exclusively tells people the reality of the situation is more complex and that she's addressed the situation privately with Brittany. Quote, I do think it's important to publicly address this because I did publicly unfollow people. Publicly unfollow people is insane. Sorry. Publicly unfollow people.
I think that she's friends with these. I think that she remains friends with
Brittany.
Sure.
The reality is I know these people in real life. And so in real life, I've communicated with these people why I had to publicly make the decisions I've made.
Mm-hmm. It just puts her, I think she's in a like kind of an impossible situation.
She went to Brittany's bachelorette
party. Yeah. They're actually friends. I think that that's clear.
To everyone, it's like, oh, you broke up a year ago and that's meant it's like a light switch. You turn it on and off and everything goes dead and black and you don't ever speak to anyone again. That's not the reality. I have an ongoing relationship with all parties involved.
Mm-hmm. And then she gave another People exclusive. It's funny because Page Six tries to like,
Page I think they're just calling her. Like, these People exclusive makes it feel like it's all set up. It's like, I think that she just, like, a reporter calls her, you know?
Yes, but she's clearly, I bet a lot of reporters are calling her.
Yeah.
And People as being the nicest.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
because,
right, truly.
Because a lot of places are writing about her, but the only one that she's really giving good quote to is People.
Because they think they're, like, we'll promote, like, whatever else you got going on, and it's, like, a fitness app or
and
whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that she's saying, you know what, this sucks, but I'm going to Taylor Swift the shit out of this, and I'm going to make money on this. And I'm going to promote my Instagram. I'm going to promote my fitness brand. I'm going to bring back a company that I made years ago from the dead because I can get attention out of this. One of these things, what does it say? She's relaunching this like health and wellness website that she started years ago called Tribe Therapy, which I think is sort of like
now's the
a fitness
time.
Program. And
now's
it's like,
the
I'm bringing
time.
It back. Also, this line, I tried to find more information. It's kind of buried in a People story interview with her. It says, The soon-to-be host of an upcoming sports and fashion-themed podcast says she struggled with major sleep and digestive issues before finding success with her therapist because she's giving a lot of comments about mental health and why fitness is good for her mental health. And I'm like, she told them that she's launching a podcast soon and they're going to give a People exclusive when this podcast launches, because I'm not seeing any information about this anywhere else.
Oh, I bet they owe her one for sure.
They owe her one. And she has famous friends because people comment on them. It's like Leah McSweeney, Golden Barbie, who is at Jasmine Sullivan, Lonnie Love, Normani commenting on her stuff. But when I was looking through, I was searching Google for instances of her and Travis Kelce pre-Taylor Swift. So I was only looking for stuff that was happening between 2017 and 2022, like headlines that they were getting. And they were getting a lot in like sports media and Page Six, like covering them. But I was like, this is a version of Travis Kelce that we have not seen in the Taylor Swift situation.
But people,
Travis Kelce, quote, drools.
People have been paying attention to him for a really for a long time. So it's like, we just,
we haven't seen him get headlines like this with Taylor Swift yet. They're still being very like, kisses on the cheek, she cheers for him from the stands. This is Travis Kelce, quote, drools over girlfriend Kayla Nicole's sexy new photos. And he commented on like a sexy photo that she posted in the gym, like, a lot to handle, and then a drool face emoji, a lot of drool faced emojis, and it goes, I'm trying to handle all of that. And it's like, this is, we haven't gotten like wolf with the tongue rolling out of his mouth to Travis Kelce yet with Taylor Swift, because I think Taylor Swift kind of resists
that. I think he's following kind of the energy that she's bringing out, which is, you know, more of a Tupperware party
anyway vibe. We're gonna seeing a lot more of this woman, and I'm into it. It's just so capitalist in Taylor Swift to say, like, this is annoying, but I'm going to use this to my advantage.
Well, she would do it too.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You would do it too. You were employee of the year. You would do, what's that? And I was employee of the year.
You do it too for a check.
You do it too for a check.
Yep.
Thank you.
Great.
Play the clip.
Hi guys. So yes, I did that. And you would do it too for a check. I was an employee. And I was going to get employee of the month. And that's on period.
Just Jared making me laugh with this headline. We're now in relationships, okay?
Okay.
Is Tyler Hines single or married? The Hallmark star is notoriously private. And I'm like clicking on it because I don't know who that is, but I want to know if he's single or married.
I don't know who that is.
And Just Jared doesn't even answer the question. Well, many actors on Hallmark are very open about their personal lives. Tyler is not one of them. It's not currently clear if Tyler has a special someone in his life or not. He's not shared any details about a wife or girlfriend on his social media pages. Rumors have circulated that he was linked to Miami-based model Raquel Natasha, but there's no proof that they were or are a couple. So you'll have to look at that with a grain of salt. It's like clickbait to hell. Like, it's like, if you're going to clickbait me, answer my question. I know.
It's seasonal clickbait. It's like multiple.
No, it is.
It's multiple clickbaits smashing into each other and like forming a black hole. You know,
no,
like,
it is. And the only reason we're talking about this clickbait guy, Tyler Hines, who's an actor who is exclusively in Hallmark movies, is because it's ding, 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 the season, which I'm kind of dreading having to figure out all the Hallmark movies or whatever.
Oh my God.
But it's the season. And this guy is in a movie called Never Been Chris'd. As in Chris Kringle.
Oh, Chris apostrophe
D. Never been Chris.
Oh my God.
So once all of the kind of hunky guys come out for Christmas, all the horny mamas are like, who is Tyler Hines? Is he single or married? And they're searching this type, and then this is coming
and then
up.
They get nothing.
Yeah. they get literally nothing. No answer.
Because this is, I think we talked about this in a recent episode, Just Jared has been doing a ton of this. Every Hallmark star, it's specifically the men, every Hallmark star gets is blank single or married. And then they end
it's
the headline
genius.
With meet Jimmy's wife, Pamela.
Yeah, truly.
And guess what? Pamela's the most boring woman alive. No offense.
No,
she's
I know
just not
because
famous.
These Hallmark guys are cast like porn stars. I kind of love it. Like they come out of nowhere and they're like, you want to be in a Hallmark movie?
Never forget the guy
You're
from
handsome.
The guy from Bros.
Luke McFarlane.
He was just a Hallmark guy.
Why did I say that like that? Luke McFarlane. Luke McFarlane. Luke McFarlane. He's prolific.
Hey!
Hey.
Okay.
Hey, Kaboo.
Fun. That's good.
What are you doing here?
I'm just helping out with some electrical stuff. I do a bit of handiwork on the signs. Oh. You guys Christmas shopping?
Yeah. Yeah, just trying to fix an entire year of complex family dynamics with a perfect holiday gift.
Sounds doable. That's probably better than my guess. I do a bit of woodworking, so I handmade everybody tea boxes this year.
I love tea boxes.
I also love tea boxes.
Okay, maybe it's a good gift after all.
Yeah, definitely.
The best.
All right, I better get to work. I'll see you guys tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to be famous.
looking for an apartment sucks wherever you live. People in New York will say, oh, it's so hard to find an apartment here. It's hard to find an apartment anywhere. It stinks. You have your mandatories. You have the things that you won't compromise on. You have the things that you don't care about. Like, let's say, I need a dishwasher. I need a dishwasher. I can't live without a dishwasher. I don't care if I don't have a washer and dryer. Some people feel the exact opposite. Some people don't need any amenities. Some people need an elevator. Some people don't.
That's so beautiful. We all need different things. And that's why Apartments.com has an app where you can literally use it to tell it what you need and what you don't need. And it tells you, oh, apartments. Here's some.
So instead of looking through every single rental listing you possibly can in the neighborhoods you want, you set and forget, like in that old rotisserie grill ad, you set and forget what you want, and Apartments.com will let you know when an apartment that matches what you want appears on the market.
From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tools let you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking are listed. So you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alerts mean you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time doing you.
Apartments.com, the place to find a place. It was like 70-something degrees a couple days ago. It's time to put our winter weather to bed, or in my case, under the bed.
Your linens, sweeties. It's linen season, honey.
Oh, all I want is linen all the time. I just want to be draped in linen for my entire life.
Not only am I pulling out my linen tops, my linen bottoms, my linen dresses, I'm putting on my linen sheets. I'm putting on my linen pillowcases. I'm just like, everything is linen because the weather's getting warmer. So it's time to say goodbye to jackets, sweaters, and hello to shorts, tees, and linen.
I know. I should probably buy some linen shorts from Quince. I have a Quince cotton duvet cover that I really like. Ooh. And it's warm. Ooh. It's warm in the cold months and it's cool in the warm months, which is sort of where I want my bedding to be, somewhere mm-hmm. in the middle.
You know? You can get premium European linen from blouses, shorts, dresses from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. And you get it for a good price because Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, they cut out the cost of the middlemen and pass the savings on to you.
I hate middlemen. I hate middlemen.
Only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. We love it.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/who for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/who to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/who.
You're having a dinner party. It's last mm-hmm. minute. You've realized the cocktail I'm making, this happens to Bobby all the time, the specialty cocktail that Josh is making, we're missing an item. We're missing a piece. And it can't be, there's no substitutes. We have to go to the liquor store, but we don't have time.
We have to get this particular vermouth or Amaro.
But we can't leave because the oven's on. What are you going to do? What's the solution? What would you do?
DoorDash, because I know that I can get local restaurants, local stores, local establishments, and get it to my apartment in no time.
If you're looking to celebrate with some special drinks, here's to alcohol delivers with DoorDash. Getting ready to host, looking to celebrate a special night in, what about a bottle of wine to pair with dinner or some beer to go with your chips and dip? No matter the occasion, if drinks are called for, DoorDash has you covered.
And then you know what? You tip right within the app. They get 100% of the tip. You got to tip your DoorDash drivers always. So save up to 25% off up to a $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code WHO24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening, any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 plus to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
I want to be famous.
Moving on, Sophie Turner was spotted kissing a man on the street, which, as you know, kissing a man on the street
means that you dating.
Want to see everybody see mm-hmm. you kiss a man on the street is what I'm trying to
and
say.
And the man on the street was honestly the opposite of a man on the street. It seems like the most bougie aristocratic
That's what
person
I'm saying.
I've ever
like,
seen.
These people don't have to kiss on the street in front of everyone, and yet they're kissing on the street.
Peregrine Pearson, a British aristocrat named Peregrine Pearson.
I can't.
Good for her.
It's giving children's book. Who is this guy? No one clicked. Okay, fine.
He's the son and heir of the 4th Viscount Cowdrey. We always end up here.
Viscount, right?
Viscount. We always end up here with the British aristocrats.
He's the heir to the 4th Viscount Cowdrey, recently split from Princess Maria Olympia of Greece and Denmark, who happens to be the goddaughter of King Charles. They broke up in September after 3 years of dating. Wait, wow. She's kissing a recently single guy named Peregrine P- Pearson.
And she's a recently single woman named Sophie Turner. And his family's apparently like quite wealthy. They're not one of those like sort of like crumbling mansion aristocrats.
Not to really harp on Just Jared, but listen to the sentence. The son shared the image along with an eyewitness account of the moment. Sophie is seen carrying the same green bag that she used back in February. I think that's because maybe they're like trying to prove that it's her or something when... Because she's carrying a bag.
That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. Yeah.
Sophie hears from the son now. Sophie wrapped her arms around aristocrat Peregrine Pearson, whose family is said to be worth £224 million, as he courteously removed his hat to snog her in romantic Paris. They're on the streets of Paris, snogging on the street. Mm-hmm. That's iconic. Come on.
Meanwhile, Joe Jonas is just like walking the dog with some like cute guy in LA who has no name.
After the smooch on Saturday, the pair parted in chauffeur-driven cars before reuniting later at the city's Stade de France, France. Where Sophie unveiled the Rugby World Cup trophy.
France.
Damn, sexy.
Click on this story of Joe Jonas leans on pal in LA while estranged wife Sophie Turner is smiley with the kids in NYC amid couples for a divorce. This guy is giving, I know that Joe Jonas isn't like acting in these types of roles, but is this guy not the most like, this is my stunt double. Person you've ever seen.
No, true, like slightly taller, a little bit broader, same like
same hair,
same goofy hair, a little bit lighter.
This is like someone walking with their stunt double.
Yeah, he wrote like, this is our friend. They were both in Devotion.
His name is Spencer.
That fighter movie.
Yeah.
Not fighter, the
fighter, you know, jet
fighter
movie.
Jet movie.
Yeah.
It's interesting. A lot of photos of him with kids. Wonder why. Like his kids. Like yes, a lot yes, of like yes. her what she's doing being photographed in Paris kissing on the street, he's doing being photographed with pushing kids around in strollers. I'll just say that. There's a lot going on here.
Split, probably. Seemingly split. Lori Harvey and Damson Idris.
They broke up again.
Well, they're off.
I'm like ignoring this. Like, they've broken up and gotten back together so many times.
I'm not even sure that I care about Tori Spelling's new man. Although maybe I do.
Come on.
Maybe I do.
Have a little empathy. Dean McDermott's been out here smooching on the streets for weeks now. Tori finally goes on a date with a guy named Ryan Kramer. You don't give a shit.
I guess I do. If I'm team anyone in that relationship, I am team Tori. Dean does feel like a terrible, terrible person.
Yeah, and I feel like we're always like saying bad. We're always like having negative Tori Spelling stuff. We're always like, you know, Tori Spelling living in trailer park. Tori Spelling house, like moved out of house. Like Tori Spelling's mom hanging out with gay guy, you know, giving him all our money or whatever. Now we have Tori Spelling
smooching a guy who kind of looks like Dean McDermott, who's the CEO of an ad agency.
Tori Spelling isn't bothered that new boyfriend Ryan Kramer looks like Dean McDermott's source. Tori Spelling has recently started dating Ryan Kramer.
Why would she be bothered
Kramer?
That a guy looks like a guy that she was sexually attracted to?
It's literally called having a type. Like, it's just so funny that they're like, she doesn't care that they look alike.
That is unbelievable.
They do look alike.
They do look alike. And he is the CEO of what? Neuron Syndicate Inc. Okay, good for her.
It's giving scam. But he's also smooching a 32-year-old. At least, God, you know what? Women are so much better than men. I'm sorry. Like, she's kissing a guy who's literally her age, and he's kissing a 32-year-old. You know, like,
women are so much better than men.
I'm sorry. I'm just, in terms of this shit, like, she found, like, a hunky guy her age, right? Like, she's like, he's 56. He's a CEO. Dean McDermott's, like, dating a 32-year-old. He's 50. You know, it's just, like, it's just gross, right?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that Jess Glynn was queer.
I didn't know either.
Did we all know this?
No,
is this new?
I didn't know this either.
Obsessed with this.
I didn't know this. Did you?
No. I didn't know. And I love this.
No. Yeah. It's like, truly, who is... People are like, who is Jess Glynn? We're like...
I'm done. That's Jess Glynn.
It's literally a British woman who... She's much more famous in the UK, I would say. Yeah. Like, she's all over the place. I wouldn't say she crossed over very effectively in the US, but that's fine. I didn't know she was gay or queer. And she is dating a sports presenter and a former soccer player. And that's a huge slay.
Obsessed with this couple.
Yeah.
Her name is Alex Scott.
Yeah.
Alex Scott, MBE. She's been sort of, what do you call that?
Masters of Business Executive?
No, not knighted. It's the designation. It's the...
Mistress of British...
It's a mistress.
What is it?
MBE means...
You look it up and you tell me.
MBE means Member of the Order of the British Empire.
Hell yes. Oh, because she got knighted or something?
She got whatever you call that. She was...
She played for the Arsenal
in the
Lionesses.
God, I don't like talking about Hall British, of Fame. British things.
The British Hall of Fame.
But she was a soccer player. She She played in the Summer Olympics in 2012. And then after she stopped playing soccer, she's a sports presenter on television now. So she did the classic sports thing and she's pivoting. So she's constantly on television.
The Daily Mail has been calling them secret girlfriends for a while, which is like interesting, right? You know, Jess Glynn and her secret girlfriend, Alex Scott, sit beside each other at same table after keeping their distance with separate red carpet appearances at the Attitude Awards. What are the Attitude Awards?
Well, Attitude's a queer magazine.
Oh,
so,
they're literally gay. Oh, so I'm sorry. Yes. What's secret about this? They're at a gay award show.
And she used to date, Alex Scott used to date openly another woman who was also a soccer player, but has never, this is on her Wikipedia, she's never, you know, she did Lucas Gage.
She's not labeling
you don't know
herself.
My alphabet.
Yes.
But she did openly date this woman, Kelly Smith.
Mm.
Jess Glynn, however, I cannot find evidence of really Jess Glynn dating anyone, to be honest.
Right.
I'm not finding much about that. So it seems like they're dating, and I love this. Because I love Jess Glynn.
They're sharing a passionate kiss on Friday. I love that.
Oh, this is great. And they went to the Casamigos Halloween party together.
Less interesting.
What's less interesting?
Louis Tomlinson's sister Lottie's engaged.
No. We're moving on. Too many British people.
The model Sara Sampaio is kissing Jack Nicholson's lookalike son, Ray.
Oh, yes. Who was on the cover of Norman fucking Rockwell.
The only thing he's ever done to date that matters.
That's why you know who Ray Nicholson
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
Peter Lindsay here. That was not Ray on the cover of Norman fucking Rockwell. That was Duke Nicholson, Jack Nicholson's grandson. A different Nicholson boy. Whatever.
You know who got married? Ugh. Finally had their wedding. I know you hate this couple, but I think it's so funny.
Toxic.
Chris couple. Harrison and Lauren Zima. Lauren Zima, a literal like E! News host that was, you know, covering The Bachelor, covering Chris Harrison, and then fell in love with him and it worked out and they got married.
They got married in Austin or something. They did like a little bit of California, a little bit of Austin.
I find it funny. Whenever she talks about him on our Instagram, this feels a little bit too close to home because I feel like she's in our industry, whatever. Whenever she talks about him on our Instagram, she calls him Chris Harrison, like his full name. And it's weird because it feels very much like from the old, like before they started dating, that's what she would call him, Chris Harrison. And then like, it just all of a sudden was like, oh, now I'm dating the guy, I'm dating him. Now I'm the bachelorette. Or, I mean, the wife.
Now I'm the bachelorette.
Yeah.
Can we just scroll down and do one more marriage before we get to Rita? Because we did almost talk about Milo Ventimiglia and Jara Mariano on Thursday.
I can't believe you're skipping Belle Powley and Douglas Booth. Okay, fine.
Milo Ventimiglia secretly tied the knot with a model named Jara Mariano. And for some reason, I just found this... I'm bringing it up because we got a lot of calls about this. And I was like, people really do care about Milo Ventimiglia.
Yeah, because of Gilmore Girls.
Because of Gilmore Girls and This Is Us.
Gilmore Girls.
It's very... Anyway, he's dating this... He dated this woman for a little bit and then they got, quote, secretly married. But I'm sort of like, is it really secretly married or were you just... talking about it much.
But that's
in advance
what I'm saying. Like, they care so much that he got married but didn't know he was dating this woman. That's kind of a question mark, question mark. Like, how are we up in arms, but how are we like, oh my God, he's married when we didn't even like he didn't just randomly marry a woman. They've been dating.
Yes, they've been dating. Yes. But it's just, I just hate the phrase secret wedding because it's not like the wedding was secret. It's that they didn't really promote their engagement.
Well, anything's a secret if you don't promote it to People magazine. God.
Anyway, she's a model. She also has a fragrance line. She's like a vaguely fashion-y business person.
Yeah. I just think you guys think that you care about Milo Ventimiglia, but you actually aren't paying attention to what he's doing or know about him. I'm serious. Like, I think it's like you care until you actually are like forced to reckon with the fact that you have to pay attention to his life, and in that way, you don't want to do it.
Can I read two
I don't want to do it either.
Can I read two great sentences from Jara's website bio? A philanthropist at heart, Jara has extensive experience with multiple global nonprofit organizations and charities. She leads an active lifestyle and believes in the importance of a well-balanced mind, body, and spirit.
Sick.
That last sentence.
I love that.
Find me a celebrity who is not married to someone who fits that bill.
they're cute together. Us Weekly got some photos, I guess.
Yeah, they did.
Whatever. I mean, it's so truly like, I do think that he's so boring. Like, again, like just a boring guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I loved Gilmore Girls too, just as much as the next, you know, 30 something year old. Like, but I'm not pretending like this guy has an interesting life.
Let's move on to Rita.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one who lives.
What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
Congratulations are due. Rita Ora won an ethnicity award. If you're wondering, what
the music artist award?
What is the ethnicity awards? I don't know, but she won one.
They celebrate individuals and organizations that support Black, Asian, and diverse ethnic communities. They recognize those who work tirelessly within the public eye and politics to make a positive impact on diversity, equity, and inclusion. That is, I think, Rita's. That is the word that describes her best.
Tirelessly. Yeah, I would say out of all those words describing what these awards are, Rita Ora definitely works tirelessly.
Music artist, I think, is less applicable to Rita Ora than tirelessly.
That's true.
Tireless.
Music artist is a very funny thing to call Rita Ora.
Because she does so much that has nothing to do with music these days.
No, she's a global pop sensation.
She's a TV presenter who dabbles in music.
Well, it's just funny that we're talking about diversity, because I would argue no one has diversified their career as much as Rita Ora.
Yes. We need Primark sales data. I bet it's doing so well.
I know. I never
We keep seeing headlines about it.
I've never worn my Rita Ora skirt.
She was also in Paris with Taika Waititi. Oh, I think that's it.
We have to check out this hotel in 5 minutes.
The last we do, I know. The last thing I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Okay, this is really interesting.
Oh my God, it got so dark in
when
here.
When you went to what movie did you see? Priscilla.
Priscilla, yeah.
Did you see a trailer for Taika's movie Next Goal Wins?
No, but was that movie a huge flop?
It's not out yet, but people, I think, were people disappointed by it. It seems very paint by the numbers, but every time I see the trailer, I'm like, I'm going to love this movie.
Okay.
I love an underdog story, right?
No, me too, obviously.
The new trailer that I saw when I saw The Holdovers, great movie, by the way.
Soundtrack by Rita?
No.
Oh.
I've seen that trailer in theaters a few times, but the new trailer is not really a trailer. It's just an extended interview with Taika Waititi with a few clips from the show, for the movie. And I'm like, this movie is having trouble promoting itself, and they're like, we need to lean into Taika, who is the writer director and not even in it.
No, I agree.
And I thought that was fascinating.
You're saying this
Taika's
guy,
Taika is the draw of the movie, and
you're
he's the creative.
This guy is such a star, and his thing is how talented he is, that
and charming.
No, it's true.
And charming.
No, it's true.
And that, and like the trailer for him where he's just like being kind of goofy in a director's chair, being like, it's just a movie about like the underdog story. I'm not, and he has a line and he's like, when I first started making this, I can't do his accent. When I first started making this movie, I didn't know anything about soccer. And now that I've made the movie, I know less. And I'm like, he's funny.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
they're using him.
It is interesting. He's making worse movies, but becoming more charming and more popular as a celebrity. Rita Ora is Rita Ora-ing him. She's becoming She's becoming kind of less good at music, but she's becoming more and more powerful because
it's true.
Everything else is taking over, and she's getting so much better at the other stuff.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway, keep an eye out for that trailer.
That family, the family that is famous together, is famous
stays together.
Together.
Oh my God, they're gonna. Well, the family that's making money off of each other together is stays gonna together. Stay together. They have to for business.
Okay, we literally have to leave this hotel room.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Who Weekly. Keep calling in at 619 Who Them to leave questions, comments, and concerns. Thank you for coming out to see us in Canada. Our first international shows. They are over. We'll see you in November 16th at the Palladium in Times Square. There will be an after party with Gorgeous Gorgeous. You can get all the information on our Instagram, also whoweekly.us. And as I said, keep calling in. We'll see you on Friday. Bye.
To be famous.